Mr. Zero, this is the Psycho Jello Show on the Trogs.
Thank you.
I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on the Trogs. Formed as the Troglodytes in Andover, Hampshire, England in 1964, they were signed to Fontana, Atco, and Page One Records. They released 7 albums, 16 singles, and had 4 songs on the U.S. Billboard charts and 8 songs on the international charts. Opening our show, the number one hit from July of 1966, Wild Thing, written by Chip Taylor, born in Yonkers, New York, in March of 1940. He later went on to work with Ace Frehley in 1986. That song was also made famous by Jimi Hendrix in June of 1967. Though it is not the original recording, it was released in 1965 by another band. You just heard the Trogs' 3rd single, the A-side with A Girl Like You, number 29 hit from September of 1966 from the 1991 film Flirting, and its B-side, I Want You. This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, right across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. Coming up now, the number 43 hit from November of 1966, I Can't Control Myself.
Control myself. Defense is down and you got me shaking. You got me so that my nerves are breaking. Control myself. I've got this feeling that's inside of me. It makes me think of how things used to be. It makes me feel all right with you at night, and we love, and we love. Control myself. I can't control myself. I can't control myself. I can't control myself either.
If it's love that you want, baby, you've got it from the depth of my soul. Baby, you've got it.
And I don't think that you're game. Girl, there's no need to explain. Any way that you want me, any way that you'll take me, any way that you'll make me be part of you, any way at all. If there's dreams in your heart, will love last forever? Your game, girl, there's no need to explain. Any way that you want me, any way that you'll take me, any way that you'll make me be part of you, any way at all.
You just heard the Trog's fifth single from 1966, Any Way That You Want Me, with its B-side, 6654321. The band was formed in Andover, Hampshire, England, by vocalist Reg Presley, born Reginald Maurice Ball On the 12th of June, 1941, in Andover, Hampshire. He passed away on the 4th of February in 2013. And his childhood friend, drummer Ronnie Bond, born Ronald James Bullis, on the 4th of May in 1940 in Winchester, England. He passed away on the 13th of November in 1992. Worth noting, he had two solo hits, one in 1979 and one in 1980. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Music History Show. And if you'd like to learn more about the Trogs, go to rosevillepatch.com. And if you want to hear the past episodes of the Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Coming up now, dedicated to my friend Asha from 1967, Give It To Me.
Of how things used to be. Not a
You just heard the Trog's seventh single from 1967, the A-side, Night of the Long Grass, the B-side, Girl in Black. Their bassist, Pete Staples, born Peter Lawrence Staples on the 3rd of May in 1944, I spoke to him just prior to recording this show. I was curious about the guitars the Trog's used, and he told me he used a Burns Vista Sonic. From 1966, on the song Wild Thing, all the way up to 1967, when he switched to a Fender Mustang on the song Love Is All Around. He wanted me to tell you, listeners, he has an autobiography out, Wild Thing, A Rocky Road, from September of 2017 on New Haven Publishing. Their guitarist and childhood friend of Pete Staples was Chris Britton, born in 1945. Staples and Britton were in a band together called 10 Feet 5. They left in 1964 to form the Troglodytes with Presley and Bond. While they toured the UK extensively, they did not tour the US until 1968 when Love Is All Around was a hit. That did hurt their popularity here in the States. This show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they carry classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too since 2009, where nerd is the word, right next to Music Around Roseville. Coming up now, the Trog's ninth single from May of 1968, the number 7 hit, Love Is All Around. That was also a number 41 hit for the band Wet 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 in October of 1994. Following that will be the B-side, When Will the Rain Come?
It's
Our time has come to an end. We're going to play for you now from 1968, Maybe the Madman.
Study your reflection, trace the lines of thought and untapped wisdom trapped behind your eyes. How can you release the tension caused by your imagination, camouflaged by knowing that the images you dwell upon conflict with the reality of life?
Maybe the madman was right. The sun travels on round the world and keeps shining while we sleep at night. Maybe the sky doesn't cry. The raindrops are just condensation of tears dried for children.
In a hostile space of undiscovered skies, expressing childhood fantasy, the sense of false security, explaining time and dreams of even life.
Maybe the madman was right. The sun travels on round the world and keeps shining while we sleep at night.
And our final song is going to be a live one from Paris in 1967, once covered by the MC5. The song is I Can Only Give You Everything.
Yeah.
I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show on the Trogs from Andover, England. Tune in next time when you can hear me from the stars.
Mr. Zero.